podcast about the podcast. This is the Elevate Pulp Podcast, and I'm your host, Chrisanne Long. And with me, as always, is Rob Arturi.
Here, here.
Woohoo. So, the podcast about the podcast. Why is that our name today?
Because this is the maiden voyage.
Woo!
Inaugural podcast. I don't know what the appropriate...
You had to work really hard to get me here, so I'm excited that you succeeded.
Oh, it just took, I don't know, what, 9-10 months?
Just a few.
That's it.
Well, yeah. I originally thought nobody wants to hear what my thoughts are, but maybe, and maybe they still don't, but hey, now we're going to give it a shot.
Except all the people that follow you on Facebook and listen to you and when you speak publicly and all
of that. Well, this isn't about that. This is about what unites us as people from Polk County. And I really want to make sure that we do a good job of explaining to people today what we want to talk about on this podcast.
I agree. I think, in my estimation, it sounds a little bit corny, but the goal is to inform, hopefully inspire, and maybe entertain if we're good.
If you like goofy, I'm sure that I will be able to entertain everybody.
Yes, and I have plenty of cheese.
So. And there's some cheese. So cheesy and goofy is what you're looking for. You're in the right place. But if you're from Polk County and you are looking for something that's relevant to you, your life, the day-to-day, what unites us and binds us together as community members, that's what this podcast is about. And when we looked into what was going on in the podcast environment, there wasn't really much coming from Polk County. Maybe some city organizations and county organizations and some, the sheriff has a podcast, but, regular people, everyday conversations about, who we are, what we do, and why we are here in Polk County, there's not a whole lot. So that's where we're going to try and put us on the map.
Well, in the year or so since you and I have been collaborating on stuff, I've come to realize that there was way more going on in this place. And I've been here for 17 years. But there's way more going on today than there ever has before. And there was a lot of things I was unaware of. There's a lot of incredible people and businesses and organizations. But I think, Polk County is the fourth largest county in the state in terms of land size, but nowhere near number four in terms of population.
Right.
So we're all kind of spread out a little bit. And what I find, because I've lived in Winter Haven, Lake Wales for a little while, and Lakeland. And what I find is that they're almost like totally remote places.
Mm-hmm.
When you move to one, you lose touch of the others.
Yep.
And I think there's a lot of differences in the nature of the, your town or where you live and what's going on. But because of the way that things are now, we're growing more and more together. But it's very hard because you do stay kind of centric to what you know, what you're doing. You have your routine, the places that you go. I mean, over here in Lakeland, it's not uncommon for people who live on the north side to not even venture on the south side for weeks, if not months.
Right.
So I guess our hope is not to just have a lightweight podcast about, hey, everything in Polk is great, but to talk about some serious issues, some of the good things, some of the bad things that we can hopefully improve upon. But, to kind of build on what you were saying, really to bring everybody together where you can listen to something while you're driving 30 miles to go wherever it might be if you live in
Cross County.
Exactly. and maybe get exposed to something you otherwise would have no idea about.
Right. And I think that there's a lot. I think if you ask anybody what makes Lakeland, Polk County, Winter Haven, Lake Wales, Mulberry, Frostproof, Fort Meade, wherever you are, special or unique, it is always the people. And I think that there is this fascinating culture of our community that no one has really been able to put a finger on and say, this is what makes us so spectacular. I think that we are a spectacular community. And every person I meet has an amazing story. And I would love for this podcast to become a part of that story and to help tell the stories of some of these spectacular people in the community. The greatest thing that we have, our number one asset, is the people listening to this episode. And this podcast is designed to be something that we can feel proud of as people from Polk County. As a kid, I grew up here. I was raised basically playing Orange Wars in the backyard. You know, we had an orange grove in our backyard, and my neighbor, David Danis, he and I would just throw oranges at each other and see if we could leave welts. That was the life. And
Polk
then I
County
went,
paintball.
Yeah. And then I went to college, and I didn't really know until I went outside of Polk County what our reputation was. And, you know, I jokingly say things, and I'm not a self-deprecating Polk County, and I don't want to criticize or ridicule us. But I remember the first time I saw someone in college, and they said, "Oh, you're from Polk County and you have all your teeth and you're getting an education." And I'm thinking, well, yeah, but what does that mean? You know, what does that mean? And and a lot of us tell that joke ourselves. Like we say that sometimes to insult ourselves. And I really want to elevate the way we see ourselves and the way we talk about ourselves and the way we treat the community that we love so much.
Well, you know, I think you're right. And I moved here. I grew up in New York, and then I lived in Orlando. I moved here after college, and it was in some ways a culture shock, to a degree. But I'm well aware of the jokes, the Polk County, P-O-K-E.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have to admit that many of the, if you're familiar with the Florida Man, you know, Florida Man does something ridiculous and stupid, makes national news. Some of that is emblematic of some of the stuff that comes out of here. But I think it's only because that's what you hear about.
Right.
Because I think on balance, there is a tremendous amount of positivity and progress going on right here, but you only hear about the silly things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you hear about the silly things. Those are the things that make national news because that's the way of our society. That's what people love to do. They like to poke fun at people, and that is not what we need to elevate. We need to elevate the good things, the great things that people do. And, you know, I feel sometimes like I'm this... I don't know. I feel like I'm the monkey at the show, like the entertainment in the middle, like, oh, there's something to make make us laugh and make us feel good. You know, I want there to be more acceptance of greatness instead of criticism and skepticism in the community. We have a duty to uphold. I mean, what I see in something great goes on in the community. And then in social media, you've got people bashing that great thing. And we can't elevate the way we're talking about the things that we're doing unless the conversation goes in a direction that's different than what everyone else is doing. So that's what we're doing. We're doing something different. We're going against the grain.
Yeah. And you know what? Ultimately, if you're not happy about the reputation of the county, it's your fault. And it's our fault. We're responsible for that.
I am a flag flying member of Polk County, and I love it, and I am proud of it, and I want to just share that story and make this podcast about what makes us great.
That's why we're here, because it's up to us. So we're doing it with this podcast, but the hope is that what we talk about here will be something that you'll talk about tomorrow with somebody else, and you'll get more than just the goofy, stereotypical stories that everybody has.
Right.
And we'll be more focused on those positive things that are going on. I think it's changed a lot, and I know it has, in the 17 years I've been here.
Yep.
And it's about time that I think we start to shed that secondary, you know, that second tier county mantra, mm-hmm. Or stigma rather, and really focus on what is good, because I see everybody around us doesn't have quite the same problem. You know, in terms of Hillsborough County and right. Orange County and Lake County.
They have their own unique challenges. They
sure.
have their own issues. But we try to do a lot of comparison to these communities.
Right.
We like to say, well, you know, we're right here next to Tampa and Orlando, and we're never going to be Tampa or Orlando or anywhere else. We're always going to be Polk County. And so we just have to find that identity, take pride in that identity, and be just be Polk Countyans. I had a thought a minute ago, and it just escaped me. I don't know what to do on a podcast when that happens.
I edit it.
Oh, okay. Well, don't edit it, because that's kind of funny that I just had a thought and I just lost it.
I'll keep that in. And if you're listening to this, if Chrisanne blurts out something later on, now you'll know exactly what it was for.
Right. Exactly.
Perfect.
We got to let the flow go.
We're going to let it go. Unedited.
Great.
For the most part. All right. So we've kind of covered some of the basics about why we want to do this.
Yep.
And what the mission is. And I want to talk a little bit about what we're going to do, because it's more than just us chatting about how wonderful Polk County is. We want to cover some actual news and some things. And both of us are very involved with entrepreneurship and small business. I think that needs a big voice.
Yeah.
Definitely a bigger voice in the county. So we want to have guests and people from the community that are opening new businesses, growing their existing businesses, really showcase what we have here today and what's going to be here tomorrow, as well as some just the great people that we have. There are people all around us doing amazing things, and they don't really get a lot of recognition.
Absolutely. And I did remember what I was going to say, and what it was related to is kind of flipping the script on how we think of economic development. So we're going to talk about economic development. It's important. We need to know what's growing and what's going inside of our community. But I think from the entrepreneurship and small business side of things, there's a different dialogue that isn't really part of the traditional discussion of economic development. And I want to be able to bring that to the forefront. I want us to talk about the little guys, the people who are scraping by at the beginning to get a business off the ground, and then they succeed, and then they're able to hire their first employee, their second employee, get a new truck, do all the things they need to do to grow. And nobody really sees, it's like, eh, that's not important. That doesn't matter. It matters. I mean, it's so important to me to see that and celebrate that I would love for successes in business to be a really big part of the focal point of what we talk about on Elevate Polk.
I saw a great post in the Bridge Local Forum about a small business, a person who just got their first physical location. And she mentioned how much respect she had for people who have a business, who build a business, and they, when they add that physical location, you know, there's, you really think that it's a lot easier when you're on the sidelines, when you're, you know, you're not aware of what
it is
goes
easier
into.
On the sidelines.
Oh, sure. Sure.
There's but you no definitely, risk involved.
Yeah. But you definitely have a different respect for business when you're in the middle of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not everybody's going to have their own business or start their own business. This isn't a, you know, a Shark Tank podcast just for, you know, business entrepreneurs and things. Although I know we're going to attract a lot of that, but I think when you appreciate what people are doing, even if it's not you, you have a different respect for those businesses around you, and you want to support those businesses.
Right.
You know, nowadays everything's going big. Companies like Amazon. Now they're building, I think now their third distribution center in our county, which some of you might be happy about, some of you might not be happy about.
Right.
But it's important to remember that there's that our small business community employs, just in this county, significantly more than companies like Amazon.
Yes.
So we have to focus on that. And I think it's worthy of it.
Well, and I also want to add, you know, we're going to say some things that people disagree with. And I hope that happens. You know, I don't want to be in an echo chamber. I don't want everybody to think everything we're saying is right. And, you know, everything we were talking about is important. And I hope that when we ruffle some feathers, that the listeners will say, hey, you know, these people are actually going to listen to us. And if we tell them we disagree, then maybe we can go exploring into something that we thought was one thing and learn a different thing about that. So, you know, as from my standpoint, I'm a lifelong learner. I am petrified. I'm just go ahead and put it out there. Nobody wants to talk about fear, but I will. I am petrified of offending someone without knowing that I have offended them. You know, because there's another side to a conversation. Now, if I'm angry and there's I've got an opinion and I'm going to stick by that opinion, by golly, we've got to work on figuring out how to change it. Did I just say by golly?
You did.
Oh, wow.
You are from Polk County.
I am from Polk County. But I do sometimes feel like I don't share everything that I believe or think because I don't want to offend. So that's kind of what I think is a good partnership with you and I. Not that you want to offend.
Where are you going with this?
But because you'll pull things out that are sometimes just left alone, and we can uncover, we can kind of unravel some of the discussions without, you know,
yeah,
putting them away and saying, let's just be safe.
I'm not afraid to brush up against the hornet's nest. I'm not a provocateur. I don't just say inflammatory things for the sake of it.
Right.
But I do think that we've gone too far the other way, where when you are afraid to put your idea out there, to say what you think or what you feel, it is a problem because the conversation dwindles.
Right.
And then that's when you open up the floodgates of assumptions. So I'm not willing to offend somebody purposefully. I have no intention of doing that, or I don't get any joy out of that. But I am honest, and I'm going to say things that I've thought about, that I believe. And I think, you know, it's my mission in life, one of them, to continue that conversation. So we're going to talk about some cultural things and just life things that I think people might find interesting, maybe a little bit controversial. We're not going to get into the politics.
Right.
I mean, we've talked about covering local elections and politics and things like that. But
everything has a political impact, you know, at some
sure.
point and some level. If we're going to talk about economic development and small business, there is a political connection to all of that. But we're not going to talk about Republicans and Democrats and presidential elections and stuff like that, because it's not part of what we believe this podcast should be about.
Right. If you know, it's my belief the politics or the government closest to the people is most important. And what's local really matters way more than what people give it.
And if we're going to talk about an issue, I hope that we have the ability to bring in people from both sides of the issue.
Oh, yeah.
I want us to be able to openly discuss, hey, this is what you think. This is what you think. If we have to have people that disagree in on the same show and they can do that as adults, then that's great. If we have to have them on separate shows, maybe we do that. But we're not going to skirt away from the conversations, but it's going to really rely heavily on what our audience wants to hear. What do they want to bring up? What do we want to talk about? Because, you know, I can talk about pretty much anything, as we've proven in the time that we've gotten to know each other. But I also want to make sure that we're doing what's good by our audience.
Yeah. And I think ultimately we don't want to tell anybody what to think. We want to encourage people to think.
Yeah.
So they might agree with one of us if we don't agree completely, or they might disagree with both of us.
Right.
That's great. That's okay.
And we want to hear that. Feedback is going to be a huge part of this show.
So don't throw oranges at us in the parking lot.
The name Elevate Polk, I'm going to talk about that real quick. Did I already talk about that? I don't think so. But if I did, edit this part out. Okay, so Elevate Polk, why is that our name? I find that a lot of times when I say the common cliche, a rising tide lifts all ships, it's left alone at that. And the attitude that I have about that statement is that it's not enough. A rising tide lifts all ships, and it's our responsibility to do something to raise the tide. So Elevate Polk is really going to try and push the conversation to be, let's think about this. Are we taking that at face value, or are we swallowing what the media is telling us? And I'm not an anti-media person. I'm just a person who wants to know the whole truth. You can slice and dice and do whatever, but if we're going to elevate ourselves, we've got to be educated on what it is that the issue is truly. Do we not trust our leaders? Do we not vote because of the fact that we don't think that our vote is going to matter? If that's the case, then we need to elevate the way we think about ourselves and our community so that we can effect change if we so desire to effect change.
Yeah, if I could summarize all of it, if you are going through life as a person and definitely as a resident of this county in a pedestrian manner, this is not the podcast for you.
For sure.
This is for people who do or would like to take an active role in shaping the community in which they live, in the community in which their children will inherit, and doing what we can do to make that better. If you want to sit on the sidelines and complain, by all means, there's got to be a podcast out there for that.
Maybe you should start one.
No, thank you.
No, not you, the person listening that might want to sit on the sidelines.
That's just the people that sit on the sidelines would never start a podcast.
But maybe they should.
They would just complain to their friends about the fact that there is no podcast that meets their needs.
Right.
See how this works?
Yeah, I got it. There
you
go. So how did we meet? Do you want to talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, because that kind of goes with what we were talking about.
Right.
You know, we started communicating online.
And, right. Well, we Facebook stalked each other is really what the truth is.
Well, you make it sound so bad. It started because we both recognized what each other was doing in cyberspace,
right,
in Lakeland groups and things online. And then you reached out to me and said, hey,
yep,
you know, now I, full disclosure, I'd been thinking about, I really want to sit down with you and talk. And, you know, you seem like somebody like I want to get to know, because we have a lot of the same goals. But you beat me to the punch.
But I'm the one that took action.
You did. You did.
And I had been admiring the way that you articulated your thoughts in the political conversations that you involved yourself with through social media. And it just was consistently non-bombastic. There was no, you know, you would share your opinion, but it was with respect. It was with deference to the other side. You admitted that you might be wrong. And there were things about what you would say that were just like, I have mad respect for that. I want to meet this person because if there are more people like him, we need to find them and take me to your leader.
Well, thank you. I wanted to be your friend too, but your Facebook friends list was maxed out.
Oh, God.
And there was no space. It was like there was a big guy with a velvet rope.
I will make space.
Well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad we're here. It was a funny journey, but a very rewarding one.
Let's talk about, you want to mention just kind of how we're going to get some of our ideas and current news and events?
Yeah. We have a partnership with Lakeland Now, Barry Friedman, a local nonprofit news organization that I suggest all of you check out at lkldnow.com.
And Barry's just an amazing member of this community that has taken this role and has been encouraged, at least in the Lakeland community. And I know he covers areas outside of Lakeland, but because it's Lakeland Now, he really primarily focuses there. But he's an independent news guy, and he's telling the story the way a lot of people want the story to be told. And it's just really refreshing to see the things that he's doing and to know that the community is backing him in a big way. So I know that he's always looking for sponsors and fundraisers. So if we can send anybody his way, just mention that you heard about him on Elevate Polk podcast.
And hopefully we'll be hearing directly from him at some point in the future as well. And like I mentioned, we're going to do some election coverage, and I'm sure we'll have prospective candidates on in the future for future elections. We do have a runoff coming up, but with all of the holidays and everything else, it might be a little bit difficult to squeeze everybody in. But that's something we want to include in the future, because we want to expand that. There's so little attention paid to local elections, which blows my mind.
Well, there's little turnout for local elections, which
exactly.
We need to do something about. Quite frankly, I was a member of an organization that there's a leadership institute called the Public Leadership Institute that is run through the Chamber of Commerce, Lakeland Area Chamber of Commerce. And I think there's a partnership with Winter Haven and other areas of Polk County. But what I learned there was really eye-opening from a citizen standpoint. And that is, if you are not on the super voter list, like if you're just a person who maybe votes in the general election and presidential elections, but you're not just a super voter, they're really not going to spend any time talking to you or trying to win your vote, because they've taken the attitude that you're not going to vote. So why spend the energy on whether you want them to be in office or not? And I just thought, God, this is a perfect opportunity to change that paradigm by talking to people about the importance of their vote and getting them to become super voters. But traditionally, that is just not the way elections are, or the candidates are instructed by the experts in elections to do that. So it's just fascinating to me. I think that might be kind of why we have such low voter turnout, because we're not talking to the people, we're talking to the voters.
Yeah, to kind of build on that, I think it's two things. Number one, we've been lucky that we've got some, we have a pretty good history. I mean, there's always the odd one here or there, but we have a pretty good history of some really quality people running for office in this county. You may not like everything every one of them has ever done, but overall, there's some really great people that are working on behalf of the citizens in Polk and around the different municipalities. But they're all remarkably similar. So there's not a lot of variance.
Right. There's not a lot of diversity of thought.
Right.
And out of the gate.
That's because there are two ideologies in the county. It's kind of what you were alluding to. You've got the people who are engaged, who do vote. Now, maybe they have an interest via their industry, their business. They want to be involved in who's going to be where because of that, or taxes, things like that. And then you've got a whole mess of people who just think that it doesn't matter what they do, because the ruling folks are going to make the determination.
Right.
And, you know, I think we've done pretty well thus far, but I do think that there is a benefit to bringing more people into the tent. And
absolutely,
it might get a little messy. People are not going to agree. But I do think that having a government that is more representative of all of the people, especially the engaged people.
Right.
Again, if you want to be pedestrian, you're probably better off on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a group out there that has something to offer, or at the very least would benefit from understanding a bit more about how their government's working, what the tax dollars are being spent on, and all of that. So
right.
My hope is that we can kind of bring all of that, raise that that connectivity,
mm-hmm,
a bit.
And educate those
exactly.
of our listeners to know the impact of their vote. Because it's easy to listen to a podcast and drive around town and do whatever and not do anything, just, you know, passively listen. And I hope what we do here, one of the missions that I think that we have behind what we're doing is to encourage people to take action and be an active participant in the community, whether that's through volunteering or supporting small businesses or, you know, getting involved civically, voting, doing whatever. I think that's really what's at the heart of what we want to do here, is just to say, hey, if you're living in Lakeland or Winter Haven, Fort Meade, Polk County, anywhere, you are important to the community at large. And maybe nobody's told you that yet, but we believe that. And the more we say it and the more we show you what you're missing, if you're sitting on the sidelines, hopefully that will change the game and get you involved, get you into the game instead of out on the sidelines.
I agree. And to, the last couple things, we want to also have some fun segments, some trivia segments, some interesting guests.
There's no fun. Come on. We can't have fun. It's not allowed. No, yeah. Absolutely. We want to be fun and we want to let our hair down. Well, you don't have any, so I don't know how that's going to work.
That's true.
But I'll let my hair down and we'll be a little bit fun, fun loving every once in a while. But we've got to get,
that works.
We've got to elevate Polk.
Absolutely. And and lastly, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what the listeners want to. I mean, we touched on it already, but that's, you're going to drive the podcast to some extent, because we want to engage. We want to talk about the things that interest you. So if you don't like the podcast and you haven't reached out to one of us or through Facebook, that's on you. Kind of feel like that's your fault.
Yep. We're here. You can find us. It's easy. I am the easiest person to contact, even if you're not able to get onto my friend list. I do actively...
Standing room only in that place.
I do actively receive a lot of those messages from non-friends, and I pay attention to those. So even if you're not a friend...
you can get on the waiting list.
You can send a message, and I will read it and reply, and then we can just be messenger friends. Or I can make room for you.
Like
I could
flying,
probably make room, too.
Like flying standby. Might get there. Maybe not. The last thing before we wrap this up, it is Thanksgiving coming up, and which is great.
Yeah, this is Thanksgiving week that you're going to be...
yeah, that people will be hearing this.
Hearing this, yeah.
And that means turkey, probably some political arguments at your Thanksgiving dinner with your weird uncle or something, and then Black Friday.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah,
that's the most uninspiring day of the year.
It really is
to me, anyway.
It is. I usually am in a meat coma the following day. And
right.
I don't do much on Black Friday. I'm just waiting for football.
But the next day is really fun.
I
love that day.
Yes.
That is Small Business Saturday. And I'm so excited that this year we have partnered Bridge Local, which is how most people probably know me. Bridge Local is partnering with the United Way of Central Florida. And you're going to hear very quickly what's going on, and Shop Small Polk has been something we've been doing for the last few years. This year, it's going to take a new direction, but it's going to be focused on pretty much elevating the small business community and getting them to be a part of the conversation of the philanthropic side of small business. So as an entrepreneur, and I know Rob is the same way, I am someone who wants to give back. Now, with a tight budget, sometimes I don't have the means to give back. And I'm going to do a shout out. This will be my first shout out of our podcast, other than Barry Friedman. I'm going to give a shout out to Lori Martini, who's with the GiveWell Foundation. And I remember the very first time I considered myself a philanthropist was when I was telling her that I was not. I said, Lori, I'm not a philanthropist. I am not somebody that anyone's coming after to see if I can help support, give gobs of money to these community foundation organizations. And she said, Chrisanne, stop what you're saying right now. You are in your heart and in the person that you are, the essence of Chrisanne is a philanthropist. And I argued with her for a few minutes. And then she proved to me that by being an advocate for small business, by doing what I can, attending events, participating in the conversation, that is philanthropic in nature. And so it was an educational moment for me, because I have the traditional concept of a philanthropist, you know, the billionaire who's, you know, funding libraries and has a foundation for schools. And that's just not where I am. Maybe I will be someday. But right now I'm doing what I can to make a difference. And so there are a lot of people in the community doing things, volunteering their time, their talents, their energy to help make a difference in these communities. And I want to put that spotlight on small businesses who are doing that might not have been part of that conversation so far, with the intention of helping raise awareness for the great good things that United Way is doing in our community. So it's a really good opportunity. Stay tuned. You can look for Shop Small Polk. That's probably the easiest way to get into the loop. And then there's a website, shopsmallpolk.com, where we will be announcing who our participating merchants and businesses are. It's going to be a 30-day campaign. So it's going to kick off on Small Business Saturday, but most people are still recovering from Thanksgiving, or in our town watching Florida State. Go Noles. Ooh.
Here, here.
Yeah. So I might just have made some enemies on the audience list, but you know, we love everybody. We just cheer for our team.
On Saturday.
So, what was I saying?
Well, and the good news is, just a caveat, the Florida State game is a night game this year. So there's plenty of time during the day to go out and shop small polk. But if you are the type of person that is going to do your shopping on December 24th, you're still part of the game.
Yeah.
It's a 30-day campaign. Bottom line is, our local small businesses are some of the most charitable organizations you'll ever meet. They don't get a lot of fanfare. They don't make the front page of the newspaper when there's a 5-foot wooden check for $1 million being donated by some multinational corporation. But you know what they do? They sponsor your kid's Little League team.
Right.
Their name is on a banner on a local high school football stadium where they gave maybe a few $100, maybe $1,000. But people don't realize those collective small donations drive so much right here in this county.
Right. And that's really what this campaign is designed to do. We want to tell the collective united story of our small business community together. If your $50 and my $100 and someone else's $500 are added together and we go, wow, we raised $20,000 together, that's newsworthy. That's important. That's something people are going to talk about. And we want to get that conversation started. And I've been working for a long time to try and get to this point. So I'm really looking for our listeners and anyone else who's interested in getting involved with this small business initiative to look into it, find out what we're doing, and learn more so that we can all work together to make a big impact.
Absolutely. All right.
All right. Well, I guess that's all the time we have. I just got the, cut.
Cut.
So thanks for listening, and make sure to subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to leave us a review if you like us. Don't leave us a review if you hate us. And something you want to hear about on our upcoming weekly episodes, reach out to us on Facebook at Elevate Polk.